Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal to the metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another big day of...
on Friday, I believe, so I'll be doing this tonight and tomorrow night, also on Lindell TV, so stick around. Hopefully we'll have a good show. I got some great guests coming up in the next couple of hours, and of course, the third hour.
It's hard to get it all in, but we'll try our best. Trump gets his revenge today. The Trump legal team plays a scorching montage of Democrats inciting and challenging past elections. His lawyer, attorney Bruce Castor, called Trump the most pro-police, anti-mob president in U.S. history, suggesting that Democrat lawmakers turned a blind eye to BLM protests. He said the attack on the Capitol was in no way an insurrection. Insurrection is a term of art. It's defined in the law. It involves taking over a country, a shadow government, taking the TV stations over, having some plan what you're going to do when you finally take power. And clearly this is not that. But they played montages of Democrats doing the exact same thing they're impeaching Trump over, namely calling for violence against Republicans, interspersed throughout our clips of leftists committing violence against conservatives following the incitement. And I got to tell you, this is exactly what they did with the first impeachment. It was over a phone call with the president of Ukraine. And it was all about Biden committing fraud. And Trump was asking about the fraud. And they wanted to impeach him for asking about the fraud committed by Biden. Meanwhile, Biden's on video saying that he forced Ukraine to fire the prosecutor by withholding $1 billion in American aid. That's your tax money. It's amazing. Never seen anything like it. Of course, the impeachment trial will end with an acquittal. You know, I'm a glasses half full guy versus a glasses half empty guy. Democrats will say Trump's the only president ever impeached twice, and I will say Trump's the only president ever acquitted twice. So it's kind of interesting, you know, glass half full, glass half empty. Trump will be acquitted for the second time. I want to read you my commentary because I think this is, a very important news story you all have to understand. It comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter, you're next. That's the headline. I've been banned by Twitter, you're next. I was banned by Twitter this week. Trust me, if you're a conservative or a patriot, read this story carefully because you're next.
In Washington are all smiles tonight because they passed a bill with more spending.
When will the spending stop?
And Rep. Chip Roy had an interesting thing to say about this. And I grabbed this because it echoes something that I've I've talked about and was very, it's been very important to me for a while, and I'll explain after. But here's Chip Roy talking about why he votes no on bills like this.
I voted no because we don't have any money. I voted no because we're lying to the American people. Both sides of the aisle, but with all due respect, particularly my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, who just blame it on tax policy and then ignore spending like drunken sailors. And on our watch, the footnote in history for my tenure in the House of Representatives is going to be that I destroyed the country. I mean, I'm proud that I voted no for most of this garbage, but for this moment in time, every member of this body, your legacy, your tombstone, is going to be that you destroyed the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world. That's going to be the legacy of this House of Representatives, of the next House of Representatives, of last Congress's House of Representatives. Because we utterly refuse to responsibly do our job.
So, there in itself is something I talk about a lot, which is the responsibility of being the last generation to enjoy this kind of freedom. And I say this often. I say it mostly towards the folks out there who are part of the electorate, not necessarily the politicians. I always feel like the politicians don't give a damn if, you know, they are the black mark on history. I give a damn if my generation is the black mark on history. I don't want to be part of something that 500 years from now, 300 years from now, 100 years from now, they look back at history and point to this time in the history of this country and say those are the people that were so self-absorbed, so greedy, such narcissists that they toppled the greatest country that this planet has ever known. I don't want to be part of that. But we're heading like a bullet train. Speeding out of sight, man. To that inevitability. You can't continue to spend like this. You cannot continue to do this. We don't have the resources. We don't have the resources to bring in tens of thousands of illegal immigrants every day, millions over the course of 3 years. We don't have the mechanism to house them, to feed them. There was an amazing audio clip that I cut, but I don't have it right here at my fingertips. But it was just a citizen in Colorado. Now, Colorado took in 40,000 illegal immigrants, I think, in the last calendar year. And she basically spelled out on the very cheapest side what it would cost to house and feed these 40,000 people. Somebody's got to do it. And just that alone crippled their budget for everything else, just dealing with these folks who are coming across our border every day. So that in itself is crippling. But the fact that nobody wants to be a responsible adult, nobody wants to say, hey, wait a second, we have to stop. Because it's the treasure that we spend, it's the goodies that we give the American people. It's the goodies that the politicians promise the American people that make them go into the voting booth and vote for them, right? Nobody wants to vote for somebody who says to you, well, you're not getting that. And we're not going to give you that. No, that program's got to go. No, we've got to cut that. No, we've got to slice and dice that. No, we've got to manage this. No, we can't build that. Nobody wants to vote for that person. Somebody wants to vote for the person. Oh, no, I'll get you that new wing of the new gymnasium, or the new athletic field, or this new, oh, sure, that new program. It doesn't matter what it costs. We'll get it. It's for the good of humanity. But in the end, you can't sustain it. But people will vote for that person who makes the promises because, well, it's in their self-interest. And, you know, over the course of this country, the dynamic, I think, of you know, how people react and treat each other has changed significantly, and how people actually view themselves has changed significantly. and I think a lot of that, and we have this discussion often on my morning show, is an absence of, you know, I call it God or a higher power. See, people now think that they are the center of the universe. Everything revolves around them instead of the collective or the greater good of everyone. Or in the cases, I think, of generations past, the country, for the very least. I mean, you know, God and country. We don't think like that anymore. We think about, you know, what can I do to satisfy whatever thirst I have today, and to hell with everything else. Everything else be damned. And, you know, I don't have any kids. And I think I'm going to survive until, you know, my heart takes its last beat. And hopefully it's a long, long day, you know, a long, long way down the road. I don't think the imminent demise of America is right around the corner. I do think if we continue on this trajectory, it's imminent. It's, I mean, not imminent, it's an absolute problem. It's an equation. It's an absolute equation that's going to happen to us. I was searching for the right word. I'm not sure if I found it. But my point is, I don't necessarily think tomorrow is the last day of America. But I do think your kids, and certainly your kids' kids, will grow up in an absolutely different society. But I don't want to be looked at, back to the original thought, as the group that was the initiator in the crumbling of America. And I guess maybe I am wrong. Maybe I could be part of this devastation. Maybe it does topple. Maybe, you know, the stock market does crash. Maybe the yen takes over the dollar within the next 10 years. And maybe, yes, maybe I am part. And you're part. And we're all part of the demise of the United States of America. Maybe it's possible. All right, listen, we'll take a short break once again. Welcome to the USA Audio Network. We'll be joined by Lindell TV at the top of the hour. Wayne is off for the next couple of days, and I am more than humbled and happy to be sitting in this seat. We'll come right back. It's the USA Audio Network.
Exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses
viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help me. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. Nocovidium, fantastic. This, three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any...
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsian. Wayne's got the next couple of days off, including tonight, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yours truly, Lee Elsian, filling in for those big shoes, and we will try to deliver the best damn radio product that we possibly can. And yes, Christopher is still down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, and we will be on Lindell TV at the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. You know, I was perusing through some audio clips, as I do almost every single day, and I ran into one I thought was rather interesting. Allow me to share it with you, with our pal Gavin Newsom praising Nikki Haley, sitting in with the one and only Jake Tapper on that mega power known as CNN.
Do you think that Haley or Trump would be easier to beat for him?
Well, first of all, I think she's one of our better surrogates. So
what?
I hope she stays in. Hope she does well tomorrow.
All the nasty stuff she says about Trump.
She's spot on 99% of it. So I'm enjoying this primary, and I hope it continues. But look, Trump's the nominee. We all know that. You know that. Everybody out there knows that. And I think the polls are suggestive. She's going to get well up tomorrow, and then she'll make a case, I guess, just to continue in this. But again, I have no problem for as long as she wishes, because I think she's making a good case against Trump.
Head-to-head polls suggest that she would clean Biden's clock.
Yeah.
And it's a tougher race.
Trump's the nominee. Everybody knows Trump's the nominee. Respect. There's no evidence to suggest. There's no polling to suggest. There's nothing to suggest, momentum or otherwise, that she can win any state in the Republican primary coming up. So it's just not. Donald Trump is the nominee. No, and I don't mean that to be dismissive. I have respect for the former governor a lot more than the former president, Donald Trump. But as I said, I wish her luck in the context of being out there and making the case that we're making against Donald Trump equally.
But the most important sentence that the governor of California says, that Nikki Haley is their best surrogate, working, if you will, for and with the Democrat Party to topple Donald J. Trump. So, interesting piece of audio that I thought was something you should hear. I don't know if you'd heard that, but I figured I'd play that for you. Sort of a Freudian slip of sorts, and then he caught himself. He's so slick. You know, it's funny. If California wasn't such a dumpster fire, and if he hadn't run that state straight into the crapper, he would be dangerous. And he is still dangerous, got the good looks, dresses fancy, looks sharp as a tack, and he's well-spoken, very articulate, all of it. But, man, he has just absolutely dismantled California from every single metric you can measure. Whatever it is, whether it's cost of living, value, taxes, whatever it is, however you want to measure success in a state, California is bottoming out, and he's in charge. So he's responsible. But Gavin Newsom looks like a politician. He looks like what somebody might think a president would look like. He's got all, as we would like to say, bells and whistles of being in that position. The problem is, he's a terrible leader and an even worse state administrator. So, there you have it. All right, so that's where we go as far as Gavin Newsom and Nikki Haley. Are they tied at the hip? Are they buddies? Are they pals? Is Nikki Haley in the pocket of Democrats? Should I tell you who really thinks? And so, without question, is Vivek Ramaswamy, who has been hammering Nikki Haley from the beginning of this entire political campaign charade that she is on. All right, we've got to take a short break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Don't move. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jameel Jaffers. You're going to like this. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We'll be right back.
looking to get the best ED pill of all time. Listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it turns out there are two kinds. The cheap, lower-level, weak and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com.
Welcome back. This is great. Got a chance to chat with this next gentleman when I filled in for Mike Gallagher on the national show a few months ago. And he's always spectacular. You hear him and see him every once in a while on CNN. He pops up. His name is Jamil Jaffer, and he's the founder and executive director of the National Security Institute. And we really appreciate him carving out some time for us today. And I wanted to throw a couple things at you. You're sort of on cutting edge on a lot of this stuff, and I wanted to start with immigration. I don't know how frustrated you are. I've been screaming about this for the better part of 3 years, the flood coming across the southern border, and now this 180 flip from the Democrats as far as they want to get something done. I just wanted to get your 30,000-foot view take of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, the border is a huge issue. Our problems at the border are massive. We've got this group of immigrants coming up from Central and South America. They're coming to this country seeking asylum or claiming to seek asylum. They're not being held back at the border. They're being led into this country. And it's a real problem. I mean, we cannot survive with the flow of fentanyl and the flow of migrants across the border. Look, we're a country built on immigration. It's important that we have good legal immigration, but we also can't allow illegal immigration to overwhelm the country. And so to ensure that we protect against that, we've got to have border security, which means we've got to prevent there are terrorists that are coming across the border, special interest aliens as well. And so it's important that we secure that border, and then we figure out what's the right immigration policy, how many legal immigrants do we want to have, how many do we need to make our agriculture economy work, to make the rest of our economy work, and then get that right. And the truth is, we're not quite there yet. So we've got to figure out that right flow of immigration. But the first step is stopping the current flow at the border.
So, you know, there are some estimated counts that we could be over 10 million since 2020. Would you say that's accurate or too high, too low? Where are you on that?
You know, the numbers have been so all over the map, it's hard to get a real good sense of what the exact right number is. But what I will say this is, there's no question that the flow of illegal immigration in this country is much too high, and it's not sustainable. And so we've got to stem that flow. And look, this has become a national security issue because it's not just migrants. It's also terrorists and criminals coming across that border. And the flow of fentanyl across that border is literally killing tens of thousands of Americans.
Right.
That's a huge problem. That's all coming from China.
So does the president actually have the authority? I know he rescinded a lot of Trump's orders. Basically, first day, he sort of rewrote some of those and did his own executive orders. But does he have the power with his pen and his phone to stop this without any additional legislation?
Look, I think there's a lot the president could do that's not being done. We can go back to the Remain in Mexico policy. There's a lot more we can do. We can transfer some amount of funds. There's a limited authority the president has to do that, but he can transfer some amount of funds to border security. At the end of the day, he will need at least money from Congress. I don't know if he needs authority, but he needs money from Congress to put more Border Patrol agents on that border and stop the flow. But there is a lot more that this White House could be doing that it undid from the prior administration that it could be doing to stem the flow.
Yeah, Trump won on this, I think, partially in 2016. But is this a real legit talking point for him in 2024?
Look, I think it is. I think the reality is that the Biden administration has not done an effective job stemming the flow at the border. And as a result, President Trump has already gotten a lot of mileage out of it. And what you'll see is you already saw just yesterday, both the president, the current president, and the former president going to the border, making statements and calling on one another to do something about it, right? Well, President Biden, though, has the authority to actually do something, which he's not doing. And that, at the end of the day, is going to be what I think President Trump, former President Trump, is going to hang around his neck over the next few weeks and months as we head towards the presidential election in November. assuming, by the way, that both these, you know, 80, 70-year-old, late 70s-year-old men are, in fact, our candidates going forward in November, as it looks like it's going
to
be.
Well, let's get to that, because I think that's important. I think more people think that Biden, his health will make him stumble. On the other side of the coin, people are saying, well, I mean, how many indictments and convictions can Trump withstand and still be president? So let's start with Biden. I feel like I watch him, and it's a real rapid decline. You really think he's going to get there? And if not, is it Michelle Obama waiting in the wings?
I mean, look, it is painful to watch the president. You know, look, I mean, look, I'm an American. I want our president to be successful. I want him to be out there representing the world, representing Americans to the world, and be strong, right? And it's just a challenge because Joe Biden is just, he's clearly in failing health. His own administration can see that. They saw that when they put him out there to talk about the special counsel's report, and he was just struggling. You know, this has been going on for a while. And I think the American voters are seeing that. I think the American public is seeing that. I think that is really helping Donald Trump, because even though Donald Trump is only about 3 years younger than Joe Biden, he clearly has a lot more vim and vigor when he's out there speaking, you know, for good and bad.
I'm not a fan of Biden, but when I watch him, I'm cringeworthy, because I don't want him to fall apart and fall to pieces, because that's not good for anybody. And I'm actually a little bit nervous about the State of the Union coming up. I can't imagine he can talk for an hour.
I'm with you. I mean, you know, it's in the evening. I mean, this is going to be a real challenge. We'll see how he does.
Right.
But, you know, look, and your question about Michelle Obama, I do think there's something going on here. You know, I think a lot of conservatives have been saying this. You've seen a lot of reports in various newspapers about this. But you just look at it. I mean, you've got David Axelrod, one of the chief strategists for Barack Obama, out there talking about how, why is Joe Biden running for president? This is weeks ago. Then all of a sudden, Michelle Obama's on TV with her hair all done up, looking good, saying, I'm worried about the state of the country. And now, just this past week, you've got four former White House staffers from the Obama administration saying, you know, Joe Biden doesn't look like he's ready for prime time. That feels like a shiv in the back. And look, these super delegates at the Democratic convention, unlike the Republican Party, can actually make it happen at the convention. So, you know, you might be seeing a real effort by the Democratic Party base to take Joe Biden out. And the crazy thing is, they've got Kamala Harris, but they don't like her any more than we like her, maybe even less. And so they're trying to put somebody else up. And, you know, for them, their view is if it's going to be not going to be Michelle, it's not going to be Kamala Harris. It's got to be somebody like a Michelle Obama or an Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey ain't running for president.
So, and it can't be Gavin Newsom, because you can't usurp Kamala, right? You couldn't do that.
Right. And that guy has run California to the ground. I mean, I don't understand how anybody's even talking about Gavin Newsom as a potential presidential candidate. Literally, my home state of California is in the tank because of his leadership. There is no chance that guy could be a serious contender for president, even though he's a very good-looking man, and I think that's what he's got going for him, to be honest with you.
That's about it. Let me ask you about the Trump side of it, though. All of these legal charges are beginning to mount. I mean, I think there are some big things that are going to be happening in May for sure. Does he make it to the finish line with all of this?
I mean, look, I'll be candid with you. I think Donald Trump is going to face a lot of serious issues in these cases, right? Particularly the classified documents case is going to be a real challenge for him, because it's going to be hard for him to mount a successful defense there. Now, that being said, I will say that I think Donald Trump being convicted, you know, being on trial for one, but being convicted of a crime, I think it actually benefits him with his voting base. And I think it actually, you know, ends up working in his favor. So I think he's perfectly happy to go forward and see how this thing plays out. I think he's actually gaining votes because of all what's going on. And so I don't think this is a net negative for him. It may be a net negative for the nation.
Right.
I think a president who might be indicted, might be convicted, might even be in jail on the day he's elected, and it will only cause chaos if and when that happens. But look, at the end of the day, I think this actually is benefiting Donald Trump rather than hurting him. But, you know, again, you got to ask yourself, you know, as a party, right, for conservatives, or even as a nation, do we want a man who brings that much chaos into play? I mean, we've got an 80-year-old failing health president, another man who obviously has got a lot of challenges and brings chaos to the White House. Some people like talk about wanting chaos. But is that really what we want as a nation? Is that going to make successful? That's what I find hard to understand.
Legally, can he serve if he is behind bars? What, they open the doors when he becomes president and he walks out? How does that work?
You know, it's unprecedented. Never happened before, so we don't know. You know, back in the day, Eugene Debs, a socialist, ran for the presidency from a jail cell and said that he would take office. He was elected. He didn't even get close to anywhere near the number of votes he needed to get elected. But he did run from jail, and You know, so we'll see what happens. Again, I don't think that's a likely scenario, but if it does come to pass, you know, I mean, you got to wonder to yourself, is this the best we can do as a nation?
Right.
You know, even if you believe he's in jail on trumped up charges on things that's never been brought, whatever, is this the best we can do as a country? An 80-year-old man with failing health and a man who might be behind bars on the day he's elected, it just seems crazy to me. Let me just say this. Can you imagine how much different we might feel about the world, about the healthy United States, if, in fact, you had a Michelle Obama versus Nikki Haley race versus a Joe Biden versus Donald Trump race? It just feels a lot different for our country,
right,
and for the world.
Do you believe the entirety of the judicial system was weaponized against Trump?
Look, I think some of these cases are hard to explain how they've been brought. But that being said, the classified documents case doesn't seem like a hard case, frankly. It seems like an obvious thing. You just can't take a whole stack of top secret compartment information out of the White House, bring it down and say, well, I declassified it in my head. I mean, come on. And nobody's buying that story. And so that's the biggest problem for him. The rest of it, you know, some of these other cases, look, the January 6th case, regardless of what you think about what happened on January 6th, if they're going to charge with insurrection, they shouldn't just charge with insurrection. This whole conspiracy, the whatever, it's really complicated. It's making their lives hard, making his life hard. It doesn't make a lot of sense. If they thought they had the good, they should have brought that case.
The founder and executive director of the National Security Institute is our good friend Jamil Jaffer, who's joining us, and we appreciate him carving out time. Very, very busy. Jamil, I do got to take a short time out, so if you can hang in there just a second, we'll come right back. Jamil Jaffer is with us here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. We are talking with Jamil Jaffers. You hear him and see him just about everywhere, including CNN, and we're talking about all kinds of different issues, and I want to switch gears, talk Ukraine, talk Russia, a lot of different information. What's the latest, Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that Russia has made some gains at the same, by the same token, you know, the Ukrainians have made minor gains as well, and so what you've got is a frozen conflict, right? Nobody's making massive gains one way or the other. There is a question whether the Ukrainians can sustain this fight without significant U.S. support. That obviously is held up in Congress over the debates between Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and this question about the border security. And so this is still, the fight is still going on. But I do worry that if they don't get our weapons and they don't get resupplied, they are going to start losing a lot more, a lot faster. Russia will gain that territory, and then we'll be in a world of hurt because Russia's not going to stop at the Ukrainian border. We've already heard Poland say that they're ready to fight. They're already doing more than their part in NATO. They're doing 4% of their budget versus the 2% required, right? They're willing to go to 8% if they need to fight Russia, but they are not going to be able to do it on their own. And, can you imagine a world in which Russia actually succeeds at taking Ukraine and then starts to go further? That is not a world we want to live in. We've got to win this fight. Ukraine's got to win this fight. And we got to give them everything it takes to win that fight. The problem is the Biden administration for 2 years has been leaking in weapons slowly. So we're just spending a ton of money and not really winning the war. We need a strategy to win this war. We should not give it up. We should put the money in. But if we need to double down and let the Ukrainians win.
So you honestly believe that Ukraine is step one in a process across Europe?
I have no doubt in my mind. Look, they didn't stop at Crimea when Barack Obama let them take Crimea back in 2014. Everyone's like, well, that's gone. It is what it is. And then they went in and tried to take Kyiv, right? And we were able to push them back with our weaponry and their brave fighting. And now we're in a question whether they're going to be able to sustain that. And the reality is that turns on U.S. dollars. It turns on U.S. weapons. By the way, I want to note this, Lee, which is to say, you know, everyone thinks this money is being spent in Ukraine. It is not. The vast majority of our America's money that's going to this fight is being spent here in the United States to buy American weapons. They buy American workers and then ship them overseas to the Ukrainians. So to be sure, they're getting the benefit of that money, but it's being spent on American jobs and American defense units here in the United States.
Putin threw out a threat of nuclear war the other day. Any thoughts on that?
Look, Vladimir Putin has been waving around the nuclear threat since the beginning of this conflict, and it's partly what's got the Biden administration on the run. They're very afraid that he might be tempted to do it, and we should all be worried about that, right? This is a country with a tremendous number of nuclear weapons, but there's a reason why they've never used them. It's because we have a tremendous amount of nuclear weapons, and they don't want to start that fight. It doesn't end well for anybody. It may even end civilization as we know it. He's not going to go down that road unless he sees it as an existential threat. We don't need to go down that road and make an existential threat. All we need to do is push him out of Ukraine, where he is, and push him back to his border. If we're able to do that and enable the Ukrainians to do that without us putting troops on the ground, we should do that. The reality is we just have not put the weaponry in the fight. We've barely got M1 Abrams tanks in the fight, barely got F-16s in the fight. We need to triple down on that. That will cost money, to be sure, but that is money better spent than the Russians succeeding at this war and ultimately costing us. Look, we've seen this story before. World War I, we were hesitant to get in. World War II, we were hesitant to get in. And each time that happened, it cost us more troops, more money, more American blood and treasure instead of doing it ahead of time and getting the Allies to fight the fight and putting our money and weaponry behind them.
Russia-Ukraine is not the only war. We've got a war happening on fronts in Gaza. I'm of the mindset that need to annihilate and get rid of Hamas. Where are you in the Gaza-Israel conflict?
Look, there is not going to be a ceasefire until Hamas is destroyed. And that's perfectly legitimate for the Israelis to expect that after they suffered the equivalent of a dozen 9/11 attacks on a population-adjusted basis on that day in October 7th. So they're well within their rights to take out Hamas. They're not going to stop fighting. There will not be a ceasefire. So anybody in America who thinks that's going to happen is living a mythical dream. The reality is that the only way this thing gets won is for the hostages to be traded back and ultimately a deal to be done where Hamas gives up its control over Gaza. That's the only thing the Israelis will accept, and that's completely reasonable given what happened to them October 7th. The U.S. should start talking about that. The Biden administration should start talking about that instead of talking about a ceasefire. That's chimeric.
What's Gaza look like when this is all done in your mind?
Look, I mean, Gaza has long been a very difficult situation. You got 2 million packed in a very tight space, right? They're economically disenfranchised. They're having real challenges, right? Israel's got to realize that a Gaza that's not productive is not going to be successful sitting on its border, no matter how deep a zone you create, a clear zone between Israel's border and Gaza. Until you can figure out a way to get the West Bank and Gaza working together effectively, get them actually creating economic success, they're not going to succeed. That's going to require the Arab states to do their part. It's going to require Israel to create that separation and ultimately figure out how to get Gaza into the right place. It's just leaving in the hands of Hamas for the last 10 years, 15 years has not been a successful strategy. We got to figure something better out.
Jamil Jaffer, founder and executive director of the National Security Institute, and we love when we get a chance to sit down and chat with him a bit. I got one more topic. What is China waiting on to move on Taiwan?
Look, I think the lesson that China has taken away from the Russian war in Ukraine is if you're going to go in full force, end the conflict before anybody has a chance to get their poor weapons into the fight or bring their own weapon or bring their own troops to bear. So, look, the U.S. has a lot of assets in the region, but not nearly enough in Taiwan, in the China region, in the South China Sea, in that area. We've got enough there to start a fight, but not win a fight, and China knows that. And so if they go in and end that battle for Taiwan in a week or two, knowing they'll have to fight a resistance in the mountains, right, but end the primary battle, they know the U.S. won't show up because we just can't get there in time.
Jamil, I got to jump in. We're out of time. I thank you very much. I know you're slam busy. You can see Jamil Jaffers just about everywhere. Short break. We'll come back. We're on Lindell TV next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.